This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
So much going on the program, ladies and gentlemen, at all times. We appreciate you being with us, especially if you're new to the show. You can also find me on Twitter, and I'm at AMI Kelly Mac. You can follow our program, Kelly and Ramya, at Kelly and Ramya on Twitter. So lots of places in which to keep up with the show. We'd appreciate it. And always appreciate interacting with you. Ramya Muthan with me. And we're continuing our program. Another tremendous conversation ahead. This is one we've been working on for a little bit here because it's such an incredible conversation and really fantastic. Earlier this month, the appliance maker Whirlpool Canada announced a collaboration with the tech company Magnus Moat to develop an accessible and inclusive experience for customers from the sales floor to the home to provide a better and more empathetic experience for neurodivergent customers. Nadia Hamilton, founder of Magnus Moat, is now joining us to talk about the work they're doing that we appreciate so much. Nadia, welcome to Kelly and Ramya.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's jump right in because this is fantastic. Fedora's off to all of you guys for the work being done here. What is the disability training module? Can we start there with a definition and what is it?
So the disability empathy training module is all about building understanding and awareness for people who think and live in this world differently. I am founder of Magnus Moat, and my company is dedicated to creating a more accessible world. I was really inspired by my younger brother, Troy, who's autistic. And the disability empathy training module is actually our second solution. And it's really focused on making sure that customer-facing staff and everybody interacting within organizations is aware of the lived experience of people who are autistic and neurodivergent, as well as other disabilities, and to make sure that they are included in not only the way they do business, but also their environments, their processes, their policies, their procedures, and how they build going forward.
Mm. Tell us how. The concept sounds really useful, helpful, and I'm curious about how exactly the module helps people develop empathy, or I guess acknowledge it, understand it.
Absolutely. So it's actually through the magic of storytelling. I call it magic because I personally have been forever changed and my worldview altered by knowing and loving somebody who's autistic. And I wholeheartedly believe that the best way to truly understand and to truly empathize and create that awareness is to hear directly from individuals who are impacted by disability. And so the module features storytelling from disability empathy advisors. That is people who have people who are blind, autistic, neurodivergent, physical disabilities, and across the disability spectrum, telling about how they move through the world, the barriers to inclusion they face, how they like to be engaged, respectful languages, ways to better understand, somebody's experience going through the retail experience in particular. And I know firsthand, living and growing with my own brother, Troy, who's autistic, there was often barriers that people didn't quite understand. And I often had to be the translator for them to fully understand his experience and the way he was, overwhelmed by sensory stimulation or not able to communicate in the same way that they were expecting. And so what this module does is it pours all that personal experience, not only from caregivers like myself, but as I mentioned, individuals impacted by disability, and it walks retail associates on the floor through how they can better serve with empathy in mind.
You know, Nadia, it's one of those things that you think about what should be included, what shouldn't be. These stories are tremendous. And I think sometimes, especially those of us in the communities, we want all told. And that's not possible. It's not possible for someone to retain everything. And we don't want them to take your brother, that experience, Kelly here, about his vision. He's the same as every other low vision or blind person out there. We don't want that. But any exposure, whether people are reading something on social media or watching videos like this, is helpful. It creates that empathy that, okay, something's different here that I may not understand. That doesn't make it bad. That doesn't make me dumb because I don't know.
Oh, 100%. And you know what? That is such a key component of the training. First of all, that if you know one blind person or one autistic person or one person, individual with a disability, you know one person with
That's
a disability.
It.
So
That's
it's such a broad range of personalities and like neurotypical people, everybody is unique and individual. However, one of the most important pieces that we highlight is to ask and to listen as part of being able to serve. So if somebody tells you about their disability or infers that they need assistance, ask how. How would they like to be assisted? How do they prefer to join this meeting at work? How? What are the tools for accommodations that you can provide? Are there different perspectives that you need around situations that are happening at work? And I mean, the statistic and the research shows us that having these different perspectives and experiences in the workplace, not only when you're dealing or when you're responding to customers, but when you're working with colleagues who have disabilities, it adds richness, it adds productivity, it makes people have better work experiences in general. And so all we're doing really is supporting companies like Whirlpool and organizations to be better at what they do by being more inclusive of people with disabilities and people of all abilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talked about, you know, the overall concept of the module. Can we get to maybe a specific example of something from the module, like, you know, either a suggestion or just an understanding of how someone would be able to interact with it or experience and understand that, you know, this is how we show empathy?
Yes. Okay. So I think the best example would really be this acronym that we came up with to equip people with a quick tool for remembering how to engage with empathy.
Okay.
So we call it ABLE. The A stands for adjust your perspective. So, you know, don't be limited by what your previous connotations or imaginings of what somebody with a disability can or cannot do, because you're engaging with an individual. And so be curious about who they are and what makes them, who are they and what do they bring to every situation? So that's adjusting your perspective. B is be aware. So be aware of barriers to inclusion for perhaps that exist in your environment, your workplace, mm-hmm. your retail location. Barriers to inclusion can include physical, sensory, policy, environment. Like, there are invisible and visible disabilities that barriers that can impede somebody's ability to show up as they are and contribute fully to the work mm-hmm. or customer journey, environment. The L stands for listen, and we say listen with all of your senses. And so that could be just observing how somebody is showing up or what they're bringing to the situation. For example, my brother being autistic, sometimes he doesn't look you in the eye, or sometimes he will cover his ears. And so just being observant of him covering his ears might mean that he's overstimulated from a sound perspective, or, you know, he just needs a timeout. And so just being aware and perceptive of how different people cope in different situations. And we provide a lot of examples and tips and tools on how to do that in the training as well. And the E is, of course, engage with empathy. So,
yes.
Engaging with empathy means approaching with a better understanding of the differences that, you know, make the world what it is. And also, you know, being understanding really, really means, and being understanding with empathy comes down to leading with a service heart and approaching a situation from the perspective of, you know, how can I serve? How can I support? How can I empower? And really, when we're all empowered, there's nothing that we can't do.
Yeah, so true. How are people reacting? Those who have used the module, are they feeling more empowered? Do you guys hear that there is more empathy?
Well, this is actually a brand new module that's going to be launching first with another one of our inclusion partners. We call them inclusion partners because they're companies that have that's showing their dedication and they're taking a leadership role in creating more inclusive environments. So Huntington National Bank will be launching the disability empathy training, and Whirlpool will also be launching the disability empathy training. And we're so excited to roll this out with both of them. Previously, we had an autism focused module, and that's was piloted with Harry Reid International Airport. And we've heard nothing but positive responses and reviews, both from the employees that have taken the module and also from the customers who are noticing an improved ability to be non-judgmental and welcoming to people of all abilities. So it's just fantastic. And honestly, it's, for me particularly, it's a labor of love. I remember when my brother was diagnosed in the mid-90s. He was around three years old. And autism at that point and disability at that point was really understood as something that had to be fixed, something wrong, an otherness. And for me and for Magnus Mo to be alongside Whirlpool and our other inclusion partners, to be leading the charge of creating a new ethos around disability and, you know, just making it more, I guess it's just making it the norm, because it really is. I mean, 2% of the world and 2% of any city and country is impacted by disability. And many of us in our lifetimes will have or become disabled. And so it's just a matter of recognizing it as part of the human condition about who we are, and also championing and celebrating differences as strengths. And that's exactly what Magnus Mode stands for. And we couldn't be more thrilled to work with partners like Whirlpool Brand Canada, who share this enthusiasm and this passion for creating an accessible world.
And you know, Nadia, we love anybody who does any kind of work like this, because it's just one step towards that attitudinal barrier, you know, which is a very humongous blanket over our societies. So we know that any kind of effort at all is something, and you know, whether it be individuals, organizations, partnerships, modules, workshops, whatever it is, we want to shout it out and take all of these steps in whatever form. But I'm curious about why this approach, why a module versus other ways that you've either, you know, attempted to or tried out or have considered.
Okay, so this is actually the third year of partnership with Magnus Mode and Whirlpool. And Magnus Mode's first solution is called Magnus Cards. It's an actual, it's a mobile app that provides step-by-step digital instructions for navigating public spaces. And so it built on what I did to help my own brother growing up, which was draw out step-by-step instructions for things like brushing teeth or getting dressed in the morning. And they created a structure around these activities that were overwhelming to him without that visual guidance. And so Magnus Cards takes that, it takes that hand-drawn step-by-step paradigm and turned it into a mobile app that is currently being used across the world hundreds of thousands of users, inclusion partners that include airports, restaurants. Whirlpool is our founding and exclusive home care partner. And the card decks guide people through home care skills like cleaning the fridge or doing laundry and really taking care of the home, right, to empower independence, to empower people to live with greater ease in their own homes. It's an incredible partnership. And so in year one, we launched their the Whirlpool card decks that exist in the Magnus Cards app. In year two, we actually partnered to donate brand new appliances to a local autism organization to use in their life skills programming. So the Geneva Center for Autism in Toronto actually has a kitchen where they teach cleaning the fridge, making meals. They also have laundry facilities. And so in addition to launching the card decks, we were able to gift them with brand new appliances that people can use to learn those life skills and live with greater independence as they become young adults. And wow, now in year three, we're launching our empathy training module. And the approach here is really to complete the circle of empowerment, I'll call it.
Yes.
So on the one half of the circle, we have the customer-facing support. And on the other half of the circle, we have, you know, the people that respond as staff and as customer service agents. We need to empower them as well to better serve and be equipped to understand and empathize with all types of customers from all types of backgrounds. And that includes people who have non-apparent disabilities like autism, but also physical disabilities and other ways of experiencing their services and sights. And so, yep, this empathy training is incredibly exciting because we can reach and inspire and empower so many people by embedding this training into existing learning management systems.
Yes,
that means
yes,
every single employee. Yes.
Well, that's the thing, Nadia. Point. There's nothing like having me as a person know that I can go somewhere and people understand or at least have the empathy or at least give the patience and just, oh, okay, how can I help you? And don't feel that hesitation. Yeah. Well, I don't want to be a dummy and ask something. Nadia, congratulations to you guys. Thank you all for being there, for doing this kind of thing. It's so helpful and for making time for us today.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all that you do. I've read all about your show, and I'm incredibly impressed. And I am just so thrilled to be here and to bring news of our partnership and what we're doing together to the world.
Thank you, and good luck with everything. That was Nadia Hamilton, the founder of Magnus Mode, talking to us about a collaboration with Whirlpool Canada to provide a better and more empathetic experience for neurodivergent customers and others with disabilities. We'll step aside for a couple of moments. When we return on the other side of the break, our monthly employment chat will happen. Alicia Yardley will be talking to us about recruitment do's and don'ts, starting with cover letters, resume writing, and heading all the way into the phone screen process. Ahead on Kelly and Ramya.
It's fun, insightful, and inclusive. Kelly and Ramya return in a minute.
I'm Margaret Shepherd of the AMI podcast, Tripping On Air. Every month, my co-host Alex Hajar and I spill the tea on what it's really like to live with MS. Watch Tripping On Air on YouTube or download wherever you get your pods.